I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash. We're building bridges to the Starbuck workers standing up across the country to their robber baron bosses for union recognition and a fair contract.
Starbucks workers from coast to coast are rallying to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the first union win of their campaign at Starbucks in Buffalo, New York, and to stand up to bully Starbucks, who not only busts unions, but targets LGBTQ plus workers, breaks its climate promises, and enjoys massive windfall profits. Wait a minute, where's my rally gloves? It's damn cold out there. Oh, we got them, okay. Off to the rally.
And I'm at the Starbucks Workers Rally, and I'm with...
Judah Lanskowski.
Riley Fell.
Chris Matthew.
Who's been working at Starbucks the longest?
I've been working for the company for about 4 years.
I've been working for about a year and a half.
About 3 months.
Okay, so you've got seniority, right?
So, because I have quit twice, no, I do not.
Okay, but you're working there now.
Yes, I do. But this current stint at Starbucks, I've only been there for about 6 months.
What's going on at Starbucks that you decided to quit and then come back?
The first time was because of school. The second time, I did have a supervisor that was abusing his power and being a menace. Well, he was a sex pest. And also, he retaliated against me when I confronted him about not getting my breaks. I ended up quitting after that confrontation. There had been many complaints about him from pretty much all of the female staff at the store.
Okay, let's move on now, but we're going to come back to that, okay? Okay, what's your story?
So I am a organizer from Baltimore, Maryland. I helped organize one of the three stores in Baltimore. Our main three reasons for organizing were staffing, scheduling, and pay. We are short-staffed constantly with no help from our managers. We are cut hours without explanation, and we are not paid a livable wage.
I've been working since about October or September. Yeah, so I'm still new. I'm still learning, but I can still see a lot of glaring issues from talking to a lot of my coworkers that have been working there a lot longer. I think they do a really good job of trying to hide their flaws from new hires, but I've noticed the longer you work there, the more you realize the glaring issues.
You all had some difficulties with the employer on a local level. What happened when you complained higher up?
Do you mean our store manager?
Yeah.
So when we started the unionization process with my store manager, he became very aggressive towards us. He would imply classic union busting tactics. He would pull aside partners who he saw as weak and would convince them that they were going to lose their benefits because of the union. On our election day, he was being rude to all of our partners, and we were just faced with a lot of backlash for wanting to organize.
And what happened when you started to organize?
Our manager, this store actually went through three managers in the span of a couple of months. The previous manager did not do anything about this supervisor. but the next one was very responsive, and she got responses from everyone who had complained and escalated it to our district manager, who seemed to be responsive but dragged her feet about doing corrective action.
And what happened after that?
I left the company for the second time because of how the store was being operated. Most of the people working there ended up leaving soon after as well.
Okay, so when did you guys join the union?
So we won our election on June 1st of 2022.
What happened after that?
Honestly, at this point, not much has happened because Starbucks is refusing to come to the bargaining table. A few of my coworkers from home are a part of the National Bargaining Committee, so we are starting to work on our contract. But we also have gone on strike twice, and we are planning our third strike pretty soon. We participated in the Red Cup Rebellion, which was when 100 stores across the nation went on strike on Red Cup Day, a day where we are aggressively short-staffed.
And there are actions today across the country.
Yes, yes.
What other cities?
I'm honestly not particularly sure. I know there was a lot around the East Coast, some in Arlington. A bunch of Virginia stores participated. Buffalo, possibly. I'm not sure the exact stores.
Is your store recognizable by the NLRB?
I believe so, yes.
So my store is not with the union. Our manager, too, I believe, employs a lot of union-busting tactics. Not as aggressively, I'd say, as their manager. However, he has expressed anti-union sentiments, and I feel as though if I begin to start talking about it actively, I will be retaliated against somehow.
You're the new one on the block, so how did all this sound to you?
Personally, my store, I know, isn't unionized. And my store is very, very high volume and not... Like, there's a lot of struggles amongst coworkers, either being assigned hours they didn't sign up for while coworkers are also struggling to find hours. And there's just, I feel necessary, and I'm trying to push my store in the direction of unionizing because I feel like it is a necessity for really any place of business.
And there's also word that Starbucks is trying to decertify unions that have already been recognized by the NLRB. Have you heard about that?
I actually have not heard about that.
So where do you think these things go from here?
Right now, Starbucks needs to come to the bargaining table. They are refusing to bargain with us, and it is not fair, and it is unlawful. They need to come to and sit with us and create a contract that is fair to all partners.
What's next?
I believe now all we can do is try to rally as many partners as we can to get as many elections as we can won and unionize as many stores as soon as possible. But it's going to have a lot of pushback.
Have you noticed anything about discrimination against people of color?
Different in my store at home. My manager has been harder on people of color in my store. It's been blatant the way my SM treats people of color.
Okay, so why don't we sum it up, and if there's anything we left out that you think it's important, this is the time to say it, okay?
I think it's important that all partners get fully educated on the union because they are being berated with scare tactics from managers and corporate. I would like all partners to do their own research about the union and be able to form their own opinion based off of that.
Along with that, I think partners should get educated about their rights, their worker rights in this state. We have a lot of them that can protect them that are being actively hidden by management. And I think just knowing that and the power that you have will bring a lot more people to our side.
I second what has been said. I think it's important for workers at Starbucks to educate themselves on the union and talk to each other and communicate openly about their conditions and their treatment and their own personal experience.
Your name again?
My name is Judah Lanskowski.
Your name?
Riley Fell.
Chris Matthew.
Thank you all, and good luck for all of us.
Thank you.
Workers united will never be defeated! Workers united will never be defeated!
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's disgusting?
things up.
We're here to celebrate a one-year anniversary of Starbucks Workers Organization. We're fighting for everything. We're fighting for fair workplace conditions, better wages, benefits, scheduling, or just having a voice at the table and with our employer. We have 260 unionized locations thus far in 1 year. It's across 36 states in the District of Columbia. All right, we represent over 7,000 workers. Right now, we are starting to increasingly exercise our right to conduct the strikes that will put pressure on management into giving us the conditions we demand. Our workers built this campaign, and it's honestly of no surprise to me that after a year, Starbucks management has refused to acknowledge the union or negotiate in any economic or non-economic way with us. Unfortunately, that's not a surprise to me, or really any of us that work there. And even though they're abusive and unhealthy, that should not let any workers be discouraged from feeling like they've done a monumental amount of work over the past year. Because the organizing efforts by workers at Starbucks over the last year stand up with some of the greatest organizing efforts ever, considering their disempowerment in the face of their employer. We've done so much already. Even though we still don't have a contract, we've put so much primary infrastructure in place to empower this unionization effort through the future. That is what we are here today to celebrate. And not only have we empowered ourselves, we've put resources together to be able to aid other working people, no matter what industry they're in, when they need help. We're going to have speakers from a number of different organizations. We have a few workers' organizations here, among those Workers United, of course, United Federation of Teachers, SEIU, CIR, Poor People's Campaign, the Central Labor Council, City Public Advocates Office, and we have the Comptroller's Office with us. And firstly, Madeline, what's up? One of our brave workers worked at the Chili Roastery. And we stand with the Roastery and we stand with Madeline. Please welcome them to the stage to speak to their organizing experience.
Honestly, this is the second rally that I've been a part of, and it's amazing to see the solidarity and the support from everybody. So thank you so much for being here. Like you said, I am a barista in a barista training, and we have been on strike to witness firsthand management's attempts to union bust since our vote back in April. We voted on April 1st of this year. What started out as minor inconveniences quickly became major issues because of lack of communication and mutual respect between managers and baristas. Their obvious tactic was to make our store as miserable as possible, to make us give in and lose the partners that made up our original pro-union voters, which is very disgusting. But 46 days ago, like I said, my fellow partners said, enough. That's enough. We walked out on October 25th over health and safety issues, including mold in our ice machines and bed bugs found in our store. And we stayed outside and picketed through the rain and the cold to stand against the bullying our management has been dealing into us. We are stronger together, and that scares our corporate, so hell yeah. And we are stronger as friends, we are stronger as family, both biological and chosen, and as a community, and especially as union. So union strong. Thank you so much, guys.
Another round for Madeline, please. Beautiful. Madeline, thank you. All right. Up next, we have to introduce the president of our Workers United, Lynn Fox. Lynn Fox has seen some incredible organizing over this past year from Workers United. And is here to celebrate with us and provide us some insight into the bigger picture about the significance of this campaign.
Loving my Red Cup Rebellion hat, union made. Do you know how it makes us feel to stand up here and know that we're part of a larger family, and for the Starbucks workers to know that they're part of that strong, beautiful family too? That's amazing. So look, over this past year, we went from zero unionized stores to almost 300 across 36 states and DC that covers 7,000 workers. Just think about the magnitude of that for 1 minute. That's really amazing, and this is only the beginning. Now, even though we won elections, and we won those in the face of some really disgusting anti-tactics, I'll say, because I have to keep it clean. Everybody who knows me knows I don't always keep it clean. But these were horrible, horrible tactics by the company. But we have yet to get a contract, and that's what's going on now, a year later. What started with a small group of workers in Buffalo quickly spread across the country, and it infused new energy into our union and new energy into the American labor movement. It's the truth. What workers have been fighting for over the past year, and what is the same as what our union has always fought for, and what your unions have fought for many generations: living wage, safe working conditions, a stable schedule, respect the contribution of the workers to making your company successful. Is that so hard? I don't really get it. And how about a voice at the table? Is that so difficult? Is that so horrible? Wouldn't you want to know how the people who work on the front lines every day can make your business better? Doesn't that just sound incredibly rational? But I want you to know, we're going to continue this fight for as long as it takes. Starbucks has earned the title of the worst labor law violator in U.S. history. That's right. In just 1 year, they have been accused of over 900 violations of federal labor law by the NLRB, and they continue to bully and intimidate their workers every day. We at Workers United are proud to partner with Starbucks Workers United. I'm inspired every day by their bravery and fearlessness, all in the face of really atrocious union busting. And I leave you with the knowledge that this is far from over. This is just the beginning. Thank you so much.
That's disgusting!
Union busted!
Yeah, baby. Our next speaker is a Starbucks worker. Hal Batches has helped organize the listen to this, the Starbucks and Amazon Go store. They have a union election coming up. Let's give a round of applause not only for the big union election, but for Hal. Hal!
It's been a really, really tough time organizing at such a high-profile store. The retaliation has been nothing but textbook. Things like personal meetings with district managers and store managers, unjust firings, and scheduling out of availability. There's nothing this company is more scared of than its own workers and its own workers being together. There's been 270 stores unionized in the past 365 days, and that's something to be very, very proud of. Standing up for each other as workers, standing together with other workers. This new generation of workers is coming into the workforce, and companies aren't delivering anymore. They're not giving us the demands that we asked for. They want to praise us as essential workers, but then they don't deliver on that promise of benefits, of scheduling, of hours. And I think everyone's sick and tired of it. They're tired of the bullying. They're tired of the harassment. They're tired of being bullied into submission. And we all here are here to say, no, we are not standing for bullying. We are not standing for abuse. This abusive relationship corporate America has with its workers needs to end today. Workers hold the power, and we hold the power to change. Thank you, thank you.
What do we want?
Contract.
When do we want it?
Now.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
Union busting's got to go. Hey, ho, ho.
Hey, my name is Austin Locke. I'm a 6-year worker at Starbucks. I'm also a member of Starbucks Workers United, of course. I was fired July 5th, 5 days after we won our union election with Starbucks Workers United. So on that day, my district manager, Christina Freeman, called 911 on me and had the cops take me out of the store. And it was without a doubt for standing up to Starbucks and at leading the union efforts. So for months now, Starbucks has stalled the legal process of my reinstatement because they have no evidence to support their claims for my firing. Instead of conceding to the city and the NLRB's demands for my reinstatement, Starbucks has offered to reinstate me with no compensation for what I endured, and they want to give me a final written warning and reinstatement at another Starbucks far away from Ditmars, where I call home. So the message is clear. Starbucks sees me as a threat to their bottom line, and they're trying everything in their power to keep me away from my friends and coworkers so they have a chance of busting the union. I refuse to let their intimidation sway me because I know I am on the right side of history. We're going to make many friends along the way, suffer many defeats and setbacks, but our cause is just, and we must carry on. My only hope is that I can inspire others to take up our cause as their own and organize themselves wherever they're at, whether they're a student, teacher, artist, you know, a worker, or they're just upset with how the world is. We're nothing without each other. Alone, we are easily divided and we will fall. But more than anything right now, we need international solidarity. A quick look at the world today shows there's no shortage of issues. Racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, you know, police brutality, worker repression, war, disease, famine, the list goes on. But at the core of all these issues is capitalism and imperialism. Unless we unite all that can be united against our true enemy, the ruling capitalists and their cronies, our individual struggles will get nowhere. Not only do we need solidarity with students, teachers, artists, and other workers here in the U.S., but we need solidarity with all struggles around the world. As we speak here with a level of democratic rights, students and workers in the Philippines are being red-tagged and murdered by the Marcos Duterte regime. Workers in Haiti are facing severe repression for demanding an increase in the minimum wage. Palestinians are being murdered and forced off their land by so-called Israel. Ukraine is being invaded by imperialist Russia. Cuba is being starved by the U.S. blockade, and on and on. If we are to win, we need to unite all our struggles against our common enemy, capitalism and imperialism. So long live international solidarity, long live the struggle for a better world, and the working class will win.
I'd like next to bring up to the stage, Ezra Scolo is a community organizer with the Poor People's Campaign, which emerged out of our civil and economic inequalities.
The New York State Poor People's Campaign stands in solidarity with Starbucks workers and all workers across the country, including the New York Times workers. I'm here to speak on poverty, unionization, and the queer community. I'm a gay trans man. I know that many, if not most, of the amazing leaders of SBU are queer. And many of those are people of color. Their contribution is what helped us go from zero unionized Starbucks to 260 across the country. The queer community understands the need for collective organizing because we experience explicit bias in hiring, job discrimination, and implicit bias in wages, poverty, homelessness, and food insecurity. By openly supporting unionization, queer activists have an even larger target on our backs. But that has never deterred us. We have always stood up for ourselves, for our siblings, and for our queer children. I'm so proud to see the teachers union representing here, because teachers have always supported social justice movements. They have always supported the LGBT community. And LGBT teachers have often had to fight for themselves. Teachers do not allow bullying in their classrooms, and they will not allow bullying in their workplace or any workplace. Starbucks and many other corporations have pinkwashed themselves, especially in June. But it is now December, and a rainbow logo is not going to pay my rent. It is not going to keep me out of the cold. But unions are what pay our rent, guarantee us enough money to keep up with rising inflation and rising housing costs. Union-busting bullies want to leave us in the cold to become another statistic. Homelessness is violence. Worker suppression is violence. Instead of spending money to make your logo rainbow and pay for union-busting corporate lawyers, support the queer labor force. We have always stood up to bullies. We have always organized, and we have never backed down. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Make some noise! Who said make some noise? What's disgusting?
Union busting!
No stop, no stop, no stop!
No stop!
No stop!
No stop!
If we don't get it!
Shut it down!
If we don't get it!
Shut it down!
If we don't get it!
Shut it down!
I want to invite up Justine from the Amazon Labor Union. The union that we're maybe most proud of here in New York, they did it themselves, and they are helping us fight large-scale production and large-scale capitalism until we bring it to its knees. Please, welcome up to the stage.
Bring this down because I'm short. Hello, comrades. Good to see you all. As Tristan said, my name is Justine Medina. I am a worker at Amazon at JFK 8 on Staten Island. It's so great to be out here and see so many different movements and sectors represented, all of the different left forces, all of the different unions. We got 32BJ, we got Actors Equity, just all of us coming together because we do have the power. When we come together, all the segments of logistics, all the segments that feed this country, we scare them because they know that we have more power than them, that we are the ones that make everything run in this country. And if we say, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to do that until you treat us fairly, until you give us what we deserve and you give us the respect that we need, we will shut it down. Because this is the problem. We need to shut it down because the bosses have forgotten that the laws that we set up in this country, the union system that we set up in this country, was a compromise. Is that the workers allowed to happen because they knew that if they didn't treat us with some respect, with some dignity, that we could take all the power away from them because we run this country. We are the ones that run this world, and they need to negotiate with us, and they need to come to the table and negotiate a fair contract, or we're going to shut everything down. Thank you for coming out. Keep building power so that we can take this country back. Let's win a workers' revolution.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
Well, you heard it right there. Fingers still defrosting from that exuberant rally led by Starbucks workers. 260 stores in the last year. Well, we've got a lot of organizing to do with the working class to empower we the people for real substantial change in this country. I'm Amy Rosenberg. And we're saying if we don't get it,
shut it down.
Thanks for listening.